Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. Hello, my friends. Hello. I hope you have had a good first week of 2024. We've got goals, we've got manifestations we want to bring into the world, and sometimes we need support and sometimes we need guidance. And I'm so glad that you're a listener of this show, so I can offer you these conversations and this way of thinking, a new way of living. And I also have so much more for you. I have so much more inside my Gabby coaching membership. And you just open up your phone and you can get Gabby. I'm witnessing all these people send in these messages to me. Gabby, this coaching membership is just changing my life. It's like having you in my pocket. Or they'll say things to me about how they've manifested what they desire, or they've released anxiety so quickly because they have access to the tools. There's like this cool Get Gabby section where you can just hop in and just get Gabby. Like if you can't sleep, you can just tap a button and Get Gabby will put you to sleep. Or you have anxiety, you can tap a button and I will give you a breath practice. Or you're struggling to say what you need, I can give you a practice right then and there and get weekly coaching and hundreds of meditations and workshops and all of the guided practices, plus a library of my best motivational talks, and so much more journaling, on-demand access to everything inside this beautiful, easy-to-access app that's super soothing and easy to use. So if you're in this now second week of the new year and you're feeling like, I really want to have a coach, I want some energy to hold me accountable, I want practices laid out for me, I want a plan, then head over to deargabby.com/app and let me be your spiritual coach today. Try it out for 7 days free. See what you think. Try me out as your coach this week. See how it goes. See how it flows. You can even get a week inside the manifesting challenge if you choose. So head over to deargabby.com/app. Gabby. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back, my friends. Welcome to Dear Gabby. Happy New Year. I am bringing in the new year in a big ass way. I am not playing small here, people. I'm going in with some big talks. And this episode is really, really special to me, really special to me. The young woman who I share a big talk with is my lovely friend and new mentee, Hannah Berner. It's like the most heart-opening love inside this episode. We literally claim that she's my mentee and I'm her mentor while we're on the episode. And not only is she one of the hottest comedians on the scene right now, I mean, Variety named her one of the top 10 comics to watch, but she's also just an all-around amazing human. an amazing human who's been through a lot, who shares vulnerably, but also is wildly funny. And one of the things that comes up on this episode is really very vulnerable for me. I ask Hannah this very big question right out of the gate about sexuality and some of my own insecurities and some of the things that I noticed generationally. And it just, you're going to want to listen to this all the way through. It's actually a conversation I've never even had on this show before. And it's coming through with someone who brings such confidence and clarity and comedy to a topic that sometimes can be very vulnerable for people to talk about. And so let's bring this in now. This is one of those shows where I'm just so grateful that I have this platform to be able to share some of these really beautiful moments with you all. So just settle in. And what I promise in this episode is going to rock your world. Enjoy the show.
So, okay, there's this question I wanted to ask you that is something that I've been really fascinated about with your generation. So I've got a good 12 years on you. And like you, like I was like, you know, very much budding in my career at 32, like on Oprah, I think around 32, right? So boom. And it was in my 25 when I started. So just like you.
Wow. Hi.
Yeah. So I was on the similar trajectory, but there's some big generational adjustments that I've noticed witnessing these new Gen Zers / millennial, which you're really not, but you are a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm a little bit millennial. So we kind of share a bit, but we're in separate generations. Now I see this thing where there's this new wave of almost like the new wave of Oprah, and it's like Alex Earle, right? Or it's like call her daddy. And it's fascinating for me. And it's you. And it's like these like young women that are fully embodied, so confident in their sexuality, very forthcoming about what goes on sexually. Mm-hmm. And it's very much almost like, if you're not talking about it, why aren't you talking about it, mm-hmm. right? And whereas my generation, we were like power women, you know, kind of like dudes. We were like, get it done. Blah, blah. And very void of that sexuality. And so much of like, when I was in my mid to late 30s, it was all about getting your goddess energy out because we've been so shut down. And so I'm fascinated by this generation that are just like talking about dicks and blowjobs. And I'm just wanting to learn from you.
So much pussy talk. I do think what you said is fascinating, where like you guys had to earn like us to even have the power, to have the voice,
yes,
to even be heard. Seriously. And I'm working on some stand-up bits about this because I forget, like my mom was the first woman in my family to go to college. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting here just like taking for granted that I have an education, that I can vote, that I own my own home,
yep,
that I have my own finances. When my mom was the first generation that she even got the chance to get educated,
right,
the chance to have her own career. And we forget history so quickly.
Totally.
I'm this first generation of women that is just assuming I should have these things.
Mm-hmm.
And I joke that like icks are a thing now.
Yeah.
Like they started to be popular because
yeah,
we're like, I have my own house, I have my own career, I don't need to be with a guy who sits crisscross applesauce.
Yeah.
Well, okay, he's doing like a yoga pose.
Josh has got some good hip flexors. That's got like, this is how Josh is doing it.
Exactly.
But wait, what's an ick?
So an ick is a thing that girls have created where it's little things that guys will do that suddenly you're like, I'm not into it.
Oh,
anymore.
Okay. Yeah. Like, you've got all the power.
Yes. We're back then, like,
it's like it a bug playing generation.
Of course, in Ireland 15 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's this new thing where we can't do anything anymore, but it is this, the ick is very empowering.
Okay.
It's basically saying like, if he does a little thing you don't like, you don't have to settle for him.
Yeah.
And overall, it's funny and sounds stupid, but there is such a power to being hey, so like he was chewing really loudly while he was eating that salad and like, I'm kind of over him.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I do think once your generation was able to be like, we can make money, we're smarter, we're working hard, we can do this. Now our generation is like, but we're also like men too, because we can talk about sex because sex is part of us. But it took that first step to get to that next step, you know?
Whole body chills right now.
Because if you just came in just talking about blowjobs before,
really, I wouldn't be taken seriously.
Power,
no, I wouldn't be taken
seriously.
And like, I grew up in a time where, you know, when I, for my first business, I was doing nightlife PR, and I had multiple scenarios that I like inched my way out of full-blown sexual assault, like many, many moments. My clients were nightclub owners. You know, it's like,
immediately I like recoil. I want to hold you as a younger Gabby.
Younger Gabby doing
cocaine.
But you
needed to make money.
Yeah, and I was like, you know, proving myself. And I was like, I've got president on my business card and blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, like people were like sexually harassing me left and right. And I was like, whatever. Like it was not even a thing. Mm-hmm. Not even a thing. I mean, obviously we know like a movement was unearthed, but we didn't talk about that. And if we were talking about sexuality in the ways that you guys do, mm-hmm. we'd be just coined a slut.
People, listen up. I have to tell you about my new obsession.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Question. Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand, and it has a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adopt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list is endless. From blue light glasses and infrared saunas to red light therapy to EMF management and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day effortlessly and with maximum impact. My favorite product from Boncharge is the red light face mask. There are long stretches where I have to wear makeup for every single day. It just takes a toll on myself. And I'm this 44-year-old woman, and I'm wanting to make sure that my skin is the best it can be. And this is where this red light mask comes in. And everybody's asking me, what's the best red light mask, Gabby? I use this every single day for 10 to 20 minutes, and I do it while I'm meditating. And the red light mask uses near-infrared and red light, and it boosts collagen and elastin. So if you're looking for some of these types of products, like blue light glasses or infrared saunas or 100% blackout sleep masks and just so much more, check them out. Go to boncharge.com/Gabby and use coupon code Gabby to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/Gabby and use coupon code Gabby to save 15%. Do you ever feel like you lie awake at night for hours trying to fall asleep and you just can't because your mind's racing and racing and racing? Do you know what I'm talking about? That's the worst. It's absolutely the worst. So my friends, if that sounds like you, I have a little something magic to share. I recently started using Magnesium Breakthrough. It was a life changer. With Magnesium Breakthrough, I am able to quiet my mind and get to sleep. And people always say that magnesium is the best thing to take before you fall asleep. But this is particularly incredible. I fall asleep quickly and I wake up feeling refreshed. No more tossing and turning and just really relaxing. If you have tried other magnesium supplements and they just haven't worked for you, that's because they're only giving you 1 to 2 forms of magnesium. With Magnesium Breakthrough, you will get 7 forms of magnesium specifically designed to help you calm your mind, fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up feeling great. Magnesium Breakthrough also helps you feel more grounded and relaxed during the day. And it helps improve digestion, muscle recovery, and supports a healthy bone density. So nurture your mind and body with this all-natural, full-spectrum magnesium supplement. Simply go to buyoptimizers.com/DearGabby and use promo code DearGabby during checkout to save 10%. That's buyoptimizers.com/DearGabby. That's buyoptimizers.com/DearGabby to save 10%.
This last week, I was on a plane with this older man who was very nice and funny, and we're talking about comedy, and he was like, but I can't with these female comedians. They're so gross. So gross. You couldn't introduce them to your mom. Mm. He brought up like Nikki Glaser, who's mm-hmm. my friend and has been very inspiring for me. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, Nikki's a multimillionaire. Mm-hmm. She's one of the smartest people I've ever met. What do you think? She's going to meet your mom, just start talking about her labia? Like,
yeah.
Also,
yeah.
Being funny as a woman is very connected to intelligence.
Yeah.
But I think it's also the empowering thing to be like, oh, I'm on stage. The fact that I can talk about my body, where most older people would be like, men could talk about it, but women should mm-hmm. not be talking about their bodies. Mm-hmm. It's like how women are making money on OnlyFans now. If you notice, there's a sect of the internet of men that are really mad about it, like really mad. And it only comes down to power. Because who do you think is spending the money for these women?
So they're OnlyFans. So these women are like showing their boobs at OnlyFans?
Showing their boobs and making.
But isn't that like a little bit like porn?
It definitely is. They're sex workers. Mm-hmm. But they're making millions of dollars where before, and I don't know like that much about the industry, mm-hmm. but before, you know, you'd have a man who owned a porn website. And you would
right.
just
now
get
she
the trickle
owns
down.
All her money.
She's an entrepreneur.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And she's
okay.
making like
I feel great about that.
Crazy money.
Okay. Good.
Like hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. And I think the men are having trouble fathoming this. But
we'll take that money away from those men. Take that money.
And everyone's happy. You know, everyone is happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I do think for me, I feel like one of my strengths is it takes a lot for me to be embarrassed. I think that's a superpower of mine.
Yeah, okay.
Where I can talk about things that people might be embarrassed about. And I really think with my stand-up, I talk about sex, but I like to talk about realistic sex and how it's awkward. Mm-hmm. We don't talk enough about the difficulties of it. It's not always this like hot TV scene on Euphoria. Mm. You know, sex can be weird. Mm. And I want to normalize the things that women can be insecure about. I recently started joking about like people making fun of my knees, how they have like some folds on them. And I'm like, okay, then you'll be scared of my pussy then. Mm. So it's like, but like that kind of thing. At first you're like, oh, that's gross. But then if you think big picture, how many girls heard that and immediately felt like,
really empowered.
Oh yeah, because I have a beautiful floral vagina.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So my head, it's really not disgusting at all because I'm also talking to women a lot.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I'm not out here. I'm not for the shock value.
Yeah.
I'm actually for like, I have this microphone and let's talk about queefing.
Yeah.
Let's talk about when you're doing doggy and he like accidentally hits the wrong hole and you have that awkward, what are we doing here? Mm-hmm. And these are things, it's like a female locker room that we didn't feel safe with.
Yeah.
So I think that because of power and money and taking up space, we're now able to be like, let's talk about sex too.
Right? The f*** on. Because of power, money, taking up space, we can talk about sex too. Yeah, I'm so in awe of this whole thing because it's just so quite the opposite of how my generation has lived and what I've seen and witnessed. And it doesn't mean that there wasn't like Chelsea Handler, really raunchy female comedians, but that was where it lived, right? Now it's like podcast, like just all these podcasters, TikTok stars becoming famous for having that openness. And I think that some folks though are coming at it for shock value. I sometimes wonder when I'm seeing these girls with their big boobs and they're like perfect everything. And they're like talking about blowjobs and this and that. I'm like thinking to myself, I'm like, do they actually have good sex?
Yeah. Yeah.
I
think it's a full spectrum.
Okay.
And it's empowering to be able to talk about it. Cause a lot of the time, think about it, you grow up and the boys are masturbating. We don't talk about it. Mm-hmm. I didn't masturbate until I was 18 because I thought I wasn't supposed to. Where men are figuring stuff out and everything has to be really kind of like the boys talk about it. The boys call and say all the stuff they did where your girlfriend's like, we had fun last night. Mm-hmm. So it really is this empowering thing. Nikki Glaser and Amy Schumer, they joke about all kinds of sex that they have. Mm. I just feel like I've never talked about this before, but I was sexually assaulted. And I've never told anyone this. I mean, I've told my family. But I've never said it publicly. So I think for people to see me online talking about sex, it's me taking the power back. Because it was something. And after it happened, like, I didn't have sex for a while. So me on stage, making light of things, talking about it, it makes other girls feel better about it because we keep so much in the shadows.
Mm-hmm.
We keep so much in the shadows of women and sexuality. So that's why, like, these women talking about sex and their boobs, whether it's really confident or really not confident, I think it's important.
Yeah. Well, first of all, thank you.
No, but thank you for giving me the space to talk about it.
I really wanted to go there, actually, because the question I kept thinking as someone who is a sexual abuse survivor from a young age and knowing how much that f***ed up my nervous system and f***ed up the way that I am in my body, literally took me out of my body, right? So I found, now this was actually where I was going, when I see your generation speaking so openly and freely about their sexuality with so much power, it triggers the shit out of me. Not in a judgmental way, in like a what's wrong with me way. Because I haven't been fully in my body. Yes. Until I'm starting to, right? So it's such a, first of all, I just think God bless you and thank you for sharing that. And to see it from this empowerment, I have control over this conversation.
Yeah. And also in my comedy, I'm not bragging about the crazy, fun, wild stuff. Like, I talk about how I don't understand choking. It triggers me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't understand BDSM. It gives slapstick humor to me. I can't be serious during it.
Yeah.
It's so hard for a woman to orgasm. I joke, like, you know, how am I supposed to orgasm when I'm fighting for my life while he's choking?
Yeah.
So I want to, like, have these conversations as someone who has my insecurities. I need so much trust to be with someone. And I think you're right. There is a level of online girls will just kind of be like, I had the best weekend. We had, like, crazy sex. It was amazing. And I'm like, well, what do you mean by that?
Right.
Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
It was the crazy good sex.
Yeah.
And I think there is good sex to be had, but I also think there's so much bad sex in your 20s.
Yeah.
You have no idea what's going on. They don't know what's going on. So that's what I'm trying to bring, like, to the conversation.
And there's, like, so many of us that have experienced sexual trauma.
Yeah.
Whether it was at a young age or in, you know, blackout, or that we still physically remember, right? Or just, it's most women, right?
Well, I feel very comfortable talking about it, especially with you, because I feel like this is crazy, but, like, majority of the listeners have had a really bad sexual experience.
The high majority.
Like, and it's funny because my little cousin is going to college right now. And the first thing I thought, she was like, do you have any advice for me? And I literally just wanted to be like, watch out.
Yeah. You should say that to her. You should.
Like, you're going to have some really bad experiences and you're going to be strong and you're going to be okay from it.
Watch and drink. Don't get wasted.
Yeah, because it's the first time with alcohol. So I do think with people are trying to be more open with the sex conversation, but it is dangerous to talk about sex like it's this shiny, fun toy that isn't so nuanced, so complicated, and depends on the person.
And I wonder how much, you just really opened my eyes to something completely mind-blowing, that maybe this sort of boss bitch conversation in your generation about sexuality is a bit of a fuck you.
Yeah.
To the lineage, right? Like, the lineage of women.
Well, we had to be quiet.
But it's not just about being quiet about our sexuality. It's about the abuse as well. If there has been such a common thread amongst women.
They said two out of three women in college.
Yeah. Two out of three women in college have had some kind of sexual assault or rape or anything like this. Now, every woman I know in some form.
And it's not a thing that a woman just tells you. They're not just like, hi, I'm Hannah. This is what I've been through.
No.
But once you get to know them enough, you eventually get to the point where you both have that moment that we just had where we're both like,
me too.
Me too.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you know me, then you know I'm not
big on New Year's resolutions. Don't get me wrong. I think it's really important and it's a time to reflect, but it's also a time to really start strong with a boom rather than just fall off the cliff in 2 weeks. But what if you can do one thing that's going to actually make that change stick? For me, that's always been therapy. Therapy has helped me strengthen my inner sense of confidence and courage. And as I go through big changes in my life, particularly right now, I've really relied on my therapy. And if you've been in therapy before, you know what an incredible support it can be and how much it can change your life. And that's why I highly recommend starting with BetterHelp. I am very open about my own therapeutic journey. And let me tell you, there is no shame in whatsoever. Even in this episode, we're talking about big topics that I'm sure many of you have dealt with. And the best place to handle these issues, specifically traumatic issues and big issues that show up in our life, is in a therapeutic environment. Therapy is a safe place that can provide mental and emotional peace. And that's where BetterHelp comes in. All you have to do is just fill out this brief questionnaire and BetterHelp will match you with a licensed therapist. It's convenient, flexible, affordable, and entirely online. And this part is really amazing. You can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Celebrate the progress you've already made. Visit BetterHelp.com/DearGabby today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DearGabby.
I'm going to cry a little bit. So I'm just having this moment of realizing, okay, so I was triggered by witnessing that Alex Cooper's and Alex Earls, and not really triggered by you because I think for the same reason that you said, because it's like, it's comedy and it's also very normalized. Mm-hmm. But there was these moments where I'd see these women in these big explosions of sexual conversation. Mm-hmm. And I would be like, what's wrong with me? Mm-hmm. And then I'm realizing now, like, they're actually speaking for me. They're like, you, Alex Earle, Alex Cooper, the comedians, you're actually protecting me. You're actually fighting back for me. You're saying, you're not going to put me into sexual shame, motherfuckers.
No. No.
Thank you.
And thank you for giving women the confidence to even speak and giving that voice and working on ourselves to get here. Because I wasn't just 22 doing this. It took me a lot of work to even talk about it. But whenever anyone is like, why do you talk about sex on stage? I'm literally like, don't tell me what I can talk about with my body.
Yeah.
I mean, even like Alex Cooper, the Gluck Gluck 4000. Is it 4000? You guys know?
I might be the only 44-year-old woman that knows what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yes,
I
do. But she's talking about like advice to make things like fun. She does give embarrassing stories. And sometimes you have to start with the glamorization of it to then get to the dark stuff. Because if you just go in dark, people are like, okay.
Yeah,
I'm
no, you're right. You're right.
And then I do think Alex Earle blew up from showing her acne first.
Yeah. Yeah.
So both these girls, I think, are doing well because they're showing that they're multifaceted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're showing that they overcompensate sometimes. Mm-hmm. I mean, Alex Cooper speaks about how she dyed her hair platinum blonde, was putting on all this makeup, all because a guy wanted her to.
Yeah.
And now she sits in her interviews like...
stripped down.
Stripped down.
Yeah.
And I think that's, again, a fuck you.
Yeah.
That, like, I actually don't have to be sexy all the time to be heard or to be wanted.
I've had just such a revelation here today. Oh my God, because literally, and seeing you even with her, I'm obsessed with Alex Cooper. And I'm just like all of you girls, I'm just like, because you're kind of my heroes. And I'm realizing now why. It was triggering me, but not in a way where I was mad at the work or I was like judging. There was a minute where I might have been judgmental about it. And my husband called me out and he's like, why are you judging that? And I was like, oh, because it's a disowned part of my own shadow.
Well, it's, yeah, you're seeing it through a lens of your own experience.
Yes. And that the women in my generation, the sexual trauma that we've underwent became something you had to hide. It was something that you had to live with that shame so much so that I dissociated from it for 36 years. Mm-hmm. So much so that in memories, right? And you know, I've been in conversation with a lot of other women in my generation. So we shut that down and it's been stuck in our body and we... talking about sexuality would feel almost ick. It's like an ick. And so
it is, it's like, that's them winning.
That's them winning. And that's what I'm realizing.
By you being like, that I'm going to avoid it. I'm going to touch it. Cause it's such,
that's
it's
right.
Part of you.
That's right.
You're having,
even
to, like,
having this conversation. This is the first time I'm really talking about sex on this show.
And I'm honored to be that person. Because it's funny, yeah. If you think about it, my stand-up is actually, people assume it's going to be really dirty. Mm. It's actually not as dirty as people mm-hmm. think it'll be. Mm. Because my goal is not shock factor. My goal is not just like saying dick.
Yeah.
It's like I have
normalization
things that I'm trying to talk about.
Yes.
And I have a lot of different stuff that people will see when they come to my shows. But it reminds me, I've actually joked about this with Nikki Glaser. It's like the poop concept.
Yeah.
The pooping was one thing that I felt insecure about because pooping is the ultimate. It's disgusting. I mean, it's valid. It's disgusting. Guys don't think it's good. So I became fascinated by like why I didn't feel comfortable enough to talk about like pooping.
Okay.
And I don't like anything that I feel like I have to hide.
Yeah.
So I was kind of fascinated by this. And then I realized with other girls, when they would be like, I'm going to go take a shit, I thought it was so cool and empowering. And I'm like, that is some confidence stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And I realized it's the ultimate bonding. If we're out to eat and I turn, I go, I need to poop so bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's me like completely being raw and vulnerable that allows you to be raw and vulnerable.
Yeah.
When I first met Nikki Glaser, I remember we were like kind of looking each other up and down. We're two female comics, you know, she's the star and I'm up and coming and I look up to her. I remember looking at her. I'm like, I have to go have a nervous poop.
Yeah.
And she immediately, all her walls came down.
Yeah.
And we had this like bonding moment.
Yeah.
And that's almost kind of how I feel with the sex stuff where it's like, let's stop pretending that you had an amazing time last night.
Yeah.
And you could have.
Yeah.
But let's be honest. He was saying weird things.
Yeah.
You weren't that into it. He was jackhammering you and that was it.
So like, and it was ick and I'm done.
And I got the ick.
I got
the ick.
And that's
okay.
Yeah, I got the ick.
Because then when you don't get the ick, we're also going to be there for you.
Oh my God, I think you're going to like make me a better sex tonight. I'm sure.
But it's so funny.
No,
I do not consider myself some like, you know, sexual whatever. But
I think you're liberating me right now.
Okay, now I need to start a sex podcast. But I am someone who like I have boundaries with sex. Like I will never. I realize I don't like having random hookups with people.
Mm. Well, you're married now, so
that's been a deterrent for sure.
Yeah,
but I definitely want girls to know that if they're not comfortable, they don't have to do it. And even yesterday on my podcast, a girl mentioned she had hooked up with two guys in one weekend and she was feeling horrible about it. And I was like,
did you have fun? Because if you did,
exactly. Yeah. You had fun. That's great. And also like, what, would you rather hook up with the first guy and make up that he's this amazing guy in your head and be obsessed with him for 6 months?
Yeah.
No, you're dating and you figure that's, he's probably doing the same thing.
Wow. I could probably talk about this for another 3 hours. And if I was Joe Rogan, I would. And maybe should.
We can't take up that much space. 3 hours.
No, no, I can take up way more than Joe Rogan. I've got lots to talk about.
Not even high.
No, I'm sober. I'm a sober. Sober
Chetty Cathy,
motherfucking Joe Rogan. Oh God, motivational speaker compares herself to Joe Rogan. Okay, here we are. But yeah, no, we do have that genius in us, and we do have that 3 hours, and we don't have to be high to do it. But really, what I have to really solidify right here, and I think that there's so much more to this, and I think that there's more for us to do about this and talk about with this, is that your generation. So we took one for the team, in having to stay silent. But having a little bit more than the generation before us, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And then now we're in a place where you guys are speaking for us. Your openness and your confidence in your sexuality and your confidence in leveling the playing field. If they're going to talk about pussy, I'm going to talk about dick, right? Like letting that be the dialogue has gifted us because I'm feeling super liberated, realizing that, okay, my trigger was real. Like that was my shameful
part. And it was valid.
It's a shameful part. It's a young part. It's a part I've carried forever. That's like, oh, sexuality is scary. Whoa, all these girls are really confronting. And then being able to say, wait, but I also admire that. And then being able to sit here with you and hear what you're saying, which is that in the face of adversity, we actually now are using our voices and platforms to say, no, you're not going to control the conversation.
You cannot get me to shut up. I have a mouthpiece and I'm going to use it.
And you're doing the right thing with it.
Thank you.
You've liberated me. You're my mentor.
The mentee has mentors.
Bless my maestro. Okay. Yeah. You're my teacher.
Well, thank you.
You're my sex teacher.
I'm your sex teacher. Thank you for making me feel comfortable and connected with you to speak on this because I actually have always wanted to, but I haven't found the right time.
Yeah, and I'm going to give you my book, Happy Days, because it tells the story of what happens in our body and the ways that we may protect ourselves as a way of trying to stay safe.
And I want women to know who have gone through it. Like, we're two people who have gone through it. And it's arguably, like, made me the person I am today and made me stronger.
1,000%. And just being in the full-blown acceptance for both of us and all women who have had any form of sexual trauma, there is total hope on the other side.
Yes.
That it can be released from your body, that you can be free from that trauma.
Yes.
And that it also can have a major horrific effect on your life that can be undone.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you'll give us permission to talk about sex, and I'll give us permission to talk about our trauma. Mm-hmm. And together we can really blunt people.
If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at DearGabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.